Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Married at First... My fault. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 18, Chicago, recap of Episode 18. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You can't help it. That beef jerky kicking your ass, huh?
But it's good, man. Go to Bucky's, get you some beef jerky. It's worth it.
Go to Bucky's, get you some beef. Gotcha, buddy.
Beef jerky. Beef jerky is what I said.
I'm disgusted. See y'all in a few. Put that out early. Just like, hey. So obviously, some things that happened in this week's episode got to her. Elsie's like, me too, Nikki. In the meantime, Happy Gardner was like, wait, hold up. What happened? Let me finish watching. So hopefully you finished in time, Happy Gardner, because it's time to get it going. Shout out to everybody checking in. Miss Senator.
This is hilarious.
What's that?
Did you see Sincerely's comment? I'm so glad you guys brought the light into my life with the slide. Before y'all, there was no light. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I was getting down there. Buddy. Jumping ahead.
Sorry, it just stuck out. I'm like, that's hilarious. I had to call it out.
Skies 28 says the cringe was off the charts. FLB Blue says Florida be blue. No, not this time. It was sure red. Excited to mix it up with the award-winning RGRT live crew. Thank you. Hopefully it was a good award, because, you know, you can win an award that's not that good, right? Oh, Lisa is hilarious. Says, Happy Gardner, don't even worry about it. None of us watched it either. Wow. Is that what we're doing? Nuts. Hey, shout out to Succulent Skyless. His first time catching a live. Love watching y'all. Appreciate you. Thank you. Welcome from the replay gang to the live crew.
That's dope. I like that.
A couple of things that I see here, and there's a question for you here, Terrell, from Pink Butter. Well, not a question, but actually a statement. Practice your Easter speech, Terrell.
My Easter speech?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? I don't celebrate Easter. What's my Easter speech?
I don't know. Maybe it's something you're going to have to give. Maybe it's your defense of Michelle. I'm not sure. It may be. I need you to stand at the front of the altar and explain this woman, please. Thank you.
Are you saying my sweater looks like an Easter egg?
Maybe your sweater looks like, you know, you definitely didn't go to Sarah and Ben's church. Where come as you are.
No, I didn't. But... this is a nice sweater. Feels good.
Matt says, hey, guys, I can't watch Mavs anymore because my TV service changed. Am I missing anything?
Yeah. Missed quite a bit. Quite a bit, Matt.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, damn. That's not fair, Quanasia. Why would you do that? She said I skipped through every David and Madison scene. I was disgusted.
You're missing out on some nuggets, though.
Yeah, exactly. And not McDonald's nuggets either.
Nuggets.
there we go. Absolutely right, Pink Butterfly. Good call. Your intro speech, because you effed that up.
Oh, I messed up. Sorry.
I'm human, sorry.
Okay, we've done 600, over almost 700 episodes. I'm okay to mess up a few times.
Okay. Tehu says she loves the stripes.
Thank you.
All right, you ready? Let's do it, man.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
Oh, my God. I see this a couple times here. Anitra, we'll get to that, too, because I totally get what you're saying. And I think we may agree with you a little bit more than you think.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it, man. So first up, we're picking up where we left off last episode. Madison and Michelle. Ding, yep. Ding, ding. Michelle says she was embarrassed because she thought Madison was a friend, which is something you've said from the get-go, right?
100%. That's why she's angry. It's not that she wanted David. She thought Madison was her friend.
Okay. But then Madison reveals what we also knew, but I like this confirmation. Well, you told me David is not, he's not my man and he'll never be my man. Why are you mad, sis?
Yeah, I thought that was so funny because Madison keeps asking, why do you care?
Yeah.
I'm assuming the fact that she was wrong. Uh-huh. But the whole why do you care thing and the back and forth with the babes, it was stupid. It was stupid back and forth argument.
It really was. What did you think of Carla trying to play Captain Save a mean girl?
Well, we all know Carla steps up.
Yeah.
So Carla keeps, she holds everybody accountable.
She tries.
And so she told Madison, you could have been honest in the beginning, mm-hmm. but now you're questioning her, which exactly, I agree with Carla.
Good point.
Because Madison was trying to question Michelle, why do you care, and all this different stuff. She was still wrong.
You know, it's not very often you see an argument, you go, everybody's right. but this is that argument. Everybody's right. But, when Carla jumps in, Madison decides to go full WWE heel. She makes a John Cena heel turn. And if you don't even watch WWE, you know that because that was news everywhere, right? But she starts to mock Carla on her way out. But, I think before she was almost looking at Carla like, girl, I'll pick you up and beat her with you.
Madison went out like a mean girl.
Yes.
She went out like a mean girl at that gathering at Juan's place. It was funny.
Are you proud of her though? Because you would have done that too, wouldn't you?
No, I'm not petty like that. But also, I wouldn't do that because I knew I was wrong for trying to go after my friend's wife. So no, I wouldn't have acted that way.
Okay. Corey's like, yeah, y'all can hate it. Hell, I hate it. But they's be happy. Absolutely right. Now, here's the thing that irked me. Because to start the episode, Michelle is here again, crying. Why? Yeah. You didn't want the man. Madison just put you on Front Street. Why is she crying? Can you explain that to me?
Yes, I can. And I've said it multiple times. You just don't listen to me. Mm-hmm. She's upset because David and Madison are looking like they're about to walk over to the sunset happy.
Yes.
And she doesn't understand why no one else is as mad as she is. Mm-hmm. That's her issue. She's like, is anyone else seeing this crazy train that happened? And no one is holding them accountable, so they get to be happy, and I'm the one that looks crazy. That's why she's upset.
I like what Yanni Jones says. When Michelle had the audacity to feel indignant, I can't. Was she wrong? Yes. But girl, please. Exactly. Why is Michelle acting like this? And by the way, Kevin says, I don't buy Madison going out as a mean girl because Michelle was a mean girl all season. I mean,
she was. No one is saying she's not. She was a mean girl mm-hmm. to David. She didn't like David. Mm-hmm. But you know what Michelle didn't do?
What?
Try to holler at Juan.
She didn't try to holler
Alan,
at anybody.
Thomas.
She tried to holler at Alan at the end. She did
She didn't try to holler at anybody. She just said, you know what? It is what it is. Yeah, no, she didn't do that. And the fact that Madison and David have been lying in her face mm-hmm. for, let's just say, full 2 months, but let's go off their terms, mm-hmm. 6 weeks. They've been lying this whole time. So she's right to feel
most
the way
of the time. High Vibe says Madison is heartless. Toya C says very transactional behavior. And also says that Michelle feels played and embarrassed. Chocolate Sooner says Michelle's ego was bruised. Materialistic says tears of anger. Thank you, Tehu. White, but you went too far. You come back to the WWTs because she does not deserve no L up in there. That is not a lady.
What?
Michelle is no lady.
What makes her not a lady? Where are you getting this from?
Everything. Ladies are not mean girls like that.
Bullshit. There are ladies who could be mean girls too. You can't say that.
That's not
the
type of lady, sir.
Respectfully agree to disagree, sir.
That's fine.
I don't think that's right.
That's fine. You can respectfully anything you want.
I mean, if you don't like her, you don't like her. That's fine. You can't say, well, she's not a lady because
she's not a damn lady. You're damn right.
That's dumb. That's whatever.
It's not like it's black or white. It's a straight up.
No, I think it is.
And thank you, Karen. And Chocolate Soda, yes. Ikechi is no gentleman. Absolutely. He's not.
Agree.
So, exactly. So I'm right. Go ahead and say it.
No, you're not right. That's not EKG and Michelle. We're not talking apples to apples.
All right. Let's get to it. Madison and David, because this wonderful love triangle that the live crew was so happy to see, as we've seen all these wonderful, happy comments in here about, oh, so happy to see. Oh, no, that's not what they're saying. I must be reading it wrong. I apologize.
Some people agree with me. It's fine.
But look at this.
Don't hide those comments.
Nobody hides comments. Shut up. The tattoo room. I actually put that up there just so you'd feel good about yourself. Tattoo removal. They go to it. If you remember, Michelle hated the idea of doing that. But Madison originally thought, oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Of course he did.
It was in the first
Let's
2 miles
of the
treadmill.
Let's go get your tattoo removed, and then we can go get some drinks and get hammered. We ain't got time that's done. Oh my God. Of course, Madison thought that would be a fun date because that's just what they do. But good for him. He found someone that liked it.
Yeah.
And it wound up being fine. I like how Madison says she thinks Michelle is playing the victim card.
Yes.
And if she never sees her again, she'd be fine.
Nikki B says, this is how OJ snapped. Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Did we go in there already? Jeez.
Juice.
I agree with David, though, in the sense, because you're right. And Madison is right. Michelle is playing the victim card. Thank you for watching the show, because, you know, I've said that a number of times. But David is like, look, I just didn't want you to waste your energy. OK, there's no need to do that. Agree or disagree, because you said, let it out. Rage.
I said that for Alan to rage. Oh. David has no need to rage. Madison has no need to rage. Well, no, Alan has all the right to rage, and that's who I said it for was Alan. I didn't say anyone else.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, Michael asks, where did David place the tat? Over his heart. Or, for those that are hating on him, over his breasts. Because I know somebody said it in the chat. I didn't see it yet, but I know somebody. Look, see, there it is. There we go, Toya. I knew it was in there. David's body doesn't give gym. Come on now. Have you been to the gym? Have you seen the people in the gym? Stop that.
Hey. What's wrong with you? You don't know what position he played. He could have been like a linebacker, defensive tackle, O-line. I mean, he's built like a lineman.
Look at this.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't go with that. That's y'all are wrong. To say that about that man. Let that man alone.
Philly girl. He has 36, 34B, Nikki B, over his 38 triple D. Stop it. What is wrong with y'all? Michael, he has a belly. Fellas, too, what do we do? No man shaming from men in here.
I got a belly? So what?
Lying, y'all. Come, damn.
Y'all wrong for that. Let that man alone.
Jesus Christ. You know when you age, these things happen, right? All right. Rachel, you know what?
Apparently the live crew is all in their 20s.
They woke up and chose violence. Jeez. Oh, dear God. I'm almost afraid to go to the next segment because, you know, I mean, not only did they pretend that it was the first kiss the night before, but then you see Madison sitting down with her dad, filling him in on what happened. And we missed the first conversation with the dad asking about the STD with Alan.
Right,
STD test. Apparently, he didn't see David. Otherwise, he might have just brought one and given it to her right then and there. Like, before you get it from this table.
So, this whole conversation is interesting to me. Because for the dad to bring up to Alan about getting, you know, tested for STDs. Mm-hmm. She's telling him about the whole situation. And instead of him saying, wait, babe, you did what? Help me understand. He says, hey, you're beating yourself up too much. And the heart wants what the heart wants. Mm-hmm. Just go with it. I'm like, oh, that is easy to say when it hasn't happened to you.
Right. Something he said, the dad was happy because he never really liked Alan, given he basically said he was ugly. So because we didn't see that part. But yeah, obviously, if he was this bad with Alan, and then he has no smoke for her in this one. It's kind of wild, right? And she says, dad is a hoe too. Damn.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow, why dad catching strays? Oh, he's supporting his kid.
Let's get to something more pleasant. Madison and David on their ice cream date. See, we're putting all this together so we don't splatter it throughout. So it's okay. We got you covered. Ice cream date and a dessert for breakfast.
That's all they talked about was the dessert for breakfast. And I get it. Yeah. Y'all had morning sex and other things. That's awesome. But that's what was the point of airing all this?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Well, you know, it's the way to let, that's the way they let the soft launch of, we did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for them to act like this is their first time. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
this exactly. This is the first time. We finally took it to that next level. Get out of here.
And tell me, I can have breakfast anytime. That's my favorite thing to have in the morning. You know, I'm like,
how was breakfast for you? It sounded like a couple 16-year-olds talk.
Here's the bad thing about it. Precious Reese says David love bombs and it's gross. Do you think so?
I don't think he love bombs, no. I think he really feels what he's feeling for Madison. I'm not going to knock that.
Yeah.
Love bombs.
Next time we see them, it's Madison's birthday. Did he do this right? Because I like how they started off with a text message and a drink. I thought that was hilarious.
All right. So let's set aside the fact that Madison and David are cheaters and they did this whole drama. Set that aside.
Oh, and the fact that they said they're working on themselves, but they're really working on each other?
Exactly. Let's set all that aside. Okay. Let's set that aside too.
Sorry. Oh, nice couple.
I think I got to give David some props here. That was some game.
Okay.
I thought that was some good game. He took her to a nice restaurant that he dressed up for. He wouldn't do that with Michelle. Mm-hmm. The phrase in the espresso martini that I want to eat you up, I thought that was cute. I thought that was cool. The what he set up at the hotel room with all the balloons and everything for her 30th birthday, trying to make her feel special. Mm-hmm. And then he finally tells her, you know, he loves her. I thought it was great. Good for David.
You know, while SD Jones doesn't agree, says, these two are so cringy. KWU10 says, let David woo his mistress.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though she threw some shade in there to his mistress. CXM agrees, says those balloons were very pretty. And J-Rose like, hold up now, do not give him any credit. The Mavs crew put that together, not David.
Doesn't matter. It still happened. I'm just giving David some props. That's all I'm saying. We hate on David. We've given him a lot of hell all season. I'm just giving him some props to say, hey, great job on Madison's 30th birthday date. I thought it was good.
It was, even though Chocolate Soon says he had to go to a hotel. He couldn't fit balloons into his smash and dash boudoir.
Well, but I mean, it wasn't working for both of them because what do they do? Regardless, he's what, mid-30s, she's 30. Uh-huh. Let's go out and drink, get hammered, and make bad decisions. That's just what they do. That's their love language. So good for David.
Yeah. All right. For everybody that's so mad at these two. I don't know why it's a beautiful love story. Just started in the wrong place, wrong time, you know. All right, let me stop. Colin won. Anything from them meeting up and moving out?
Well, I thought it was funny that Juan is like, hey, so can we still be friends? And Carla says, nah, bruh, I'm good. Like, I didn't come here to get a friend, and it's time for me to close this chapter. It's like, good for you, Carla. You don't need one. Right. There's no point in y'all. I'm sure if y'all run into each other, you'll be cordial.
Yeah.
But there's no point in actively getting together for a cup of coffee because there's nothing about Juan that made her think that he wants to really do that.
Yeah. Something to be says, I dozed off here. Juan is pathetic. I didn't understand him asking that. I think he was, and I don't think he really wants to. I think he's just saying that to say it.
He
doesn't like her.
Yeah. Doesn't like her at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we can get coffee sometime. No, you don't really want coffee with her. You're good.
J-Rose says, Carla said, hell no. Nah. Tehu says, team Carla all day. This one I am with. Peace out, Juancho. It's done. Even though Iris is calling the MVP Carla. I mean, Carla's done a lot.
Carla's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like Carla this season. She was good. But I'm like Juan. I probably would have been out too. So Carla and Michelle.
100%.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. Carla and Michelle go on their first date. Funny. And why are they acting like they're best friends and they've been best friends? But when
they're
at a retreat, Michelle was all up with the sisters. You're like, well, let me go get the sisters to stir up the mess. But when I want to go and that's my first date, let's talk happy thoughts.
Because Carla was asleep, so she wasn't dealing with all that back at the retreat.
Carla was
high. The note that she was high as hell. She was like, I just can't get out of bed right now. But they were like two middle school girls talking about other girls. That's what I saw out of this deal. I'm like, when did y'all become these BFFs?
Right.
And these mean girls that are talking trash about the other ones. I thought that was funny. And then Carla lost me when she decides to tell the world she's not, they never consummated the marriage. So she's a born again virgin. Even the waiter was like, oh, okay.
My number is, and I get off at.
If you want some help with that, I do take tips, but I also give tips if you would like.
Here's the thing, though. Here's my question, because they both said we didn't consummate the marriage. Carla said nothing of Juan has been inside her, anywhere inside her, while right. Michelle is like, we only kissed at the altar and his tongue has never been inside me, speaking about David. So right. she says, well, I never got married because we didn't consummate.
Right.
So by her logic, is David still wrong?
Yes.
Why? She just said they weren't married.
No one knocks the fact that they weren't going to be married. They weren't going to say yes to the altar. No one knocks that.
Mm-hmm.
David is wrong because while he's with her, he's texting Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And while Madison's with Alan, she's texting David. And they're having these little rendezvous without each other. That's why they are wrong.
Okay. But she still says they weren't. She thought they weren't married after she walked out from the altar.
Say what you say. All I'm saying is David's wrong. David Madison are wrong.
Always been shallow. Says, this girl talk. Bye. And assumptive he's like, yes, Yanni, David did cheat with a friend's wife. So he's wrong there. Yes. Now, the friend part, you're absolutely right. Michelle, I'm sorry. Y'all never going to bring me around to Michelle. Let's just call it what it is. And Terrell is right. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that he wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah,
we all know David. David,
you're kind of saying it, but it's fine.
No, we all know David was wrong. We all know that part. I'm just going by Michelle's logic.
Yeah,
it sounds like Trump logic. So I'm just saying, if that's what we're using, let's use it all. Okay.
No, Trump logic would be David is the greatest man he was ever seen,
and all of you in the live chat are haters. No matter what he does, you will never stand up for him.
David and Madison are the best people out of all of Married at First Sight history. They made history. They did. No one is better than those two.
Hey, Limit to do says, why isn't David and Madison's wrongdoing Claire's a belt? It is. Trust me.
It is.
Don't take the jokes for anything more than that. Seriously. We know what David did is wrong. We just want to make sure.
I'm not taking his side. No, he's wrong.
I just want to make sure, I'm not taking the side, I just want to make sure Michelle doesn't walk off scot-free like the victim, because we don't allow Karens to just do that around here, okay? Let's make that very clear.
Not on our watch.
I'll call the cops, damn it. Thank you, something to be. We just don't have any empathy for Michelle at
all. Something to be, if you speak French,
me,
then I'm wrong.
Something to be.
Okay, y'all too. I'm like, okay. I'm not in that we.
Yes, exactly. All right, on to this wonderfully boring couple. You gotta love it for them, because Chris Rock told you.
Ugh.
The only good relationships are boring.
This episode, they are so boring that the bulk of their airtime was them moving into Thomas's place. Like, that was the bulk of it, and it was still boring. Oh, how long have you had that, Matt? Three different apartments? Yeah, we're going to throw that out.
Yeah.
He's going to buy some stuff. He gets some closet space. But they were that boring that that's all they could really find is, let's just show footage of them moving in and just keep rolling that.
Let's ask a question, because we know you like your stage house.
Yeah.
You and Camille, are you letting let her redecorate your house?
Yes. Really? Yes, if someone's gonna move into my house and they want to like decorate some stuff, they got to make it theirs. Because then, if not, then I'm their landlord, and their rent payments is physical.
between the first and the third of the month, rent's due, mother.
No. I do mine installments every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Is when you gotta pay up
in 30-minute installments. Pay your rent in 30-minute installments.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, about 30, maybe 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. Hey, people are looking really close because Swoop88 says Thomas's old mat, bath mat was crusty. Michael said he allowed and helped. Okay, see, that's how you do it. You get, yes. You know?
Yeah.
So now the question is, did you go, all right, whatever you like, and then you go, what do you need me to do? Because that's, right? A teller would probably say, we can hire people to do that.
Well, depending on what happened, yeah.
Yeah. Now, she did finally break out the lingerie. Happy about that?
I'm sure Thomas is happy about that because he's been wanting to see it for a while. And I think it's great. Dress up for your man. Do some of that stuff for your man. I think it's fun. I think it's great that that she finally did it because he's been wanting to see that for 2 months.
Yeah, he has. I'm just wondering, was he as excited as he pretended to be? Because when she ran to jump on him, he almost rolled out the way like, again, a WWE match.
I think any man would be excited to see their woman in some lingerie.
Oh, take it off.
I think any man would be excited about that. If you're not, then question y'all's relationship.
We get to see MM, and she's getting ready for a date, right? She gets up on this date with somebody that she's known since the fifth grade, but he just happened to call and they happened to be going, and he happened to ask her out on a date, and so they're meeting up.
This is where I'm angry.
Yeah.
Right here. This is where I'm angry. This whole thing is the biggest BS I've ever seen out of Married at First Sight history. Out of all 18 seasons, never seen anything like this. It's the biggest bullshit ever. You can't tell me that these two haven't talked since middle school, right? Haven't talked since middle school. And then all of a sudden, he's married 10 years with an 11 and 8-year-old going through a divorce, sleeping on his sister's couch.
Wait, okay, hold up. You can't just gloss past that. Because y'all jumped on David about being a basement dweller. But this couch dweller y'all fine with?
I'm not fine with it all. I'm not fine with it all. But I'm starting to get this vibe like, MM, you don't care who you marry. You have no issue. Because I just don't believe that this was their first time meeting up.
Yeah.
It moved this fast.
Yep.
I just don't believe it. Now, if that is the case, then everything Ike said about MM was right. She just wants a person to be the husband. She doesn't care who it is. But the whole story made no sense.
Especially him pretending like he didn't know what why the cameras are there and never heard of Married at First Sight. What? Yeah. You only knew him for 5 minutes?
What? Get out. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then his excuse for his marriage not doing well. I feel like, you know, I was in the right car, just on the wrong street.
Wait, are you sure you got that right? You sure it wasn't on the right street, but in the wrong car?
No. He says, I'm in the right car, just on the wrong street. So that tells me you're in the right car with your right partner. But maybe y'all are going in a different direction, but it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
That's terrible. That's a terrible one, but of course, he wasn't a great actor anyway. We do see Juan and Alan. Is this their first date too?
Yes, it is their first date, but can I go back to say something real quick about MM? And I'll come, and then we'll go back to Juan and Alan. I'm sorry. MM said, we asked what happened to your marriage. She said that her ex wasn't very nice. He screamed at her and called her derogatory names. What? When did I become the verbally abusive spouse? That never happened.
That you saw.
Okay. In the live chat, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. That we saw, but we knew that he was mean to her. Did we not? He was not nice to her.
There's a difference of not nice. The way she described it, it's as if she was a battered spouse.
Yeah, I mean, the way she described it, was a little aggressive.
Very much.
And Toya says Ike was very verbally abusive. Yes, actually. Oh, here we go. Materialistic. This is where the women will have the receipts. She said he did call her an asshole. He was rude, but we didn't see him yell. He called her a donkey. He did.
What?
Ike shuts down and ignores. Does he respond? Called an a-hole. Yeah. Multiple times. Verbally abusive.
I don't know. I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Okay.
The way she's describing it makes it seem like he was just this monster. He's an asshole, but he wasn't that bad.
Something to be. He says Ike was verbally abusive, Terrell, even on camera, calling someone a predator and an asshole.
Agree to disagree.
And Nikki B said he did accuse her of SA. So
SA.
Yeah, thank you, James. Word of advice. Watch it. Don't say she was aggressive. Now, Alan and Juan, what'd you get out of their conversation? Because they're on this thing together, and Alan's revealing some new information here.
Yeah, Alan's letting the world know that, hey, you know, after this experience of Madison, I started to explore some things and I learned about what some of these acronyms mean. And I think I might be into a little BDSM, which I'm like, go ahead, Alan, get you a little femdom mistress that can kind of tighten you up whenever you need it. I get it. Do you. Explore.
Like Iris says, straight into 50 Shades of Alan. Florida B Blue, I said the same thing. BDSM?
You don't know what BDSM is?
I'm not into anybody whooping me.
That's not what BDSM is. Exactly. Thank you. Does that
answer your question?
Means.
No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you don't know what it is. It's totally fine. Immediately you go, no one's going to beat me. And you never know. You might get spanked and like it.
You know?
Damn.
I'm gonna leave the comments I'm gonna put out there for you, but I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna leave you alone.
That was an alley oop. I set it up for you.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
Dunk it.
I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm not even gonna do that to you. I'm not gonna do that to you. Chocolate Sooner's ready to nightgown Alan.
What? Get it, girl.
Gov G1976 says Alan's slut era. Yeah, that's what he's trying to get into, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, honestly, that's what we do. We go through a breakup. The way we get over it is you got to get on top of somebody. That's how we tend to process our feelings. Not right at all. It's wrong, but that's what we do. And I think that's what Alan was trying to do.
Leah says, sounds like Terrell knows BDSM.
I know some things, yes. Yeah.
And Florida Blue says, Alan's a sweetheart. He truly desires a good, faithful woman. That's not what it sounded like in this conversation with Juan, but I get what you say. Hey, appreciate everybody in the live chat. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications as we move forward to the women's get together.
Just read these comments.
And before we get to the women's get together, because Swoop 88 does say Terrell is the one that knew about upside down pineapples. We all learned something from Terrell on that one.
I know some things. I read. Yes, I drink and
pictures,
I know things.
The pictures are the worst.
I drink another. Sometimes both. It's like,
Nikki B says, Yanni, destroy Terrell's laptop if he's ever incapacitated.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
There's some stuff on there, huh?
Yeah. No, there's nothing on my laptop. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't hurt if you just deleted cookies and clear history. That'd be great.
It's on the cloud anyway. Oh, my God. Eva's girl says Alan is trying to prove to himself and the world that he still got it after Madison made it look like he was repulsive. That's a good part.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Good point. And that's how I kind of feel in this whole thing, even when we get to them later on. But before we get to them later on, we get to the women getting together over at MM's place, right?
Yeah.
And it's Carla and Camille. And we find out that Camille is starting to find Tom's jokes funny.
Who knew? Right? The more you spend, now that you're in his house, now you feel more comfortable, your guard is down, you realize that Thomas is actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, his jokes might be corny, but it's still fun. I tell corny jokes all the time. So I think that's great.
Yes, you do. Look, when Brandon shows up, because she tells the girls, oh yeah, I've been dating. Brandon shows up and maybe it's just me, but I don't think so. Camille knows him. Mm. Because when he walks in, she goes, I know you lying. You don't say that to somebody you've never met before in your life.
Could you imagine if your homegirl is like, this your man? I know you lying. There's no way somebody like that wants somebody like you. And vice versa. No guy is going to be like, this your girl, dog? I don't believe it. There's no way she would like you.
It's funny because you see, like Leah says, Carla was not convinced, right? Kay says Carla's face when Brandon showed up was everything. But I didn't even notice Carla's face. I was too worried about what, because they edited her every day. Because she, even after MM and Brandon left, and they left them in MM's apartment, and what? They're like, it's weird.
Lies. This whole thing is Mavs lying in our face. Mavs is lying in our face. There's no way this is their second date, and MM is going to leave Carla and Camille and the camera crew in her house.
Yes. But notice when they left, what did Camille say? There was a talk, his Carla's like, I don't know. And Camille's like, yeah, he's. And then the next word, and it was a great edit. I will commend him on the edit. It was clean. That was a very clean edit, but it was edited because that's not what she said after that. And like Something To Be says, yes, does Camille know him in these swag streets? That's what I'm thinking. Or she knows his wife.
One or the other. There's something up there. I agree with you. I think there's something sketchy about this whole thing.
No, it's. I'm glad I'm not the only one. A couple see some more people in there saying that they think that too. She definitely knows him. We get to see MM and meeting up with her cousin, and then Brandon joins them, and you see this scene in this. I like this the decor in this restaurant. It's like. It feel really weird to be in there, but I could see myself going in there just for one time and get the hell out and never go back again because I wouldn't want the nightmares. But what'd you think of their meetup?
I thought it was the biggest waste of time and the biggest lie in our face. There's no way that Rafu all of a sudden just, met Brandon? He reached out to you? We are friends. Oh, he's coming today? Seriously? I had no idea. It's the biggest lie I've ever seen. Brandon, this whole thing is just set up. It's just a mess. And I don't like any bit of it. I think the whole conversation was a waste of time.
They actually should have had Carla there. Like all of a sudden, Rafa would be like, oh, he's going to show up? Cool. Well, I got somebody to bring Carla in and Carla go, where's his light? Because she had a problem with that. What he said then. I mean, and it seems like what he was saying in the sit down with Rafu was as superficial as what he was saying with Carla and Camille, right? Because that's why Carla didn't bite. She didn't like his answers.
Right. But then also Rafu said, hey, you're saying the same things that the wordsmith did talking about Ike. But regardless, Rafu knew this dude. They knew everything. This is a lie. Mm-hmm. And then after this, I give you my blessing.
Yeah.
Off the second date?
Yeah.
They've had two dates and you're giving your blessing? Get out of here. You were harder on Ike, who she just met that night.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, he's known this dude for 20 years.
Second date. He just got out of a marriage. He's not even out.
He can whoop his ass.
So yeah, like, the whole thing is fake. It annoyed me.
Miss Senator agrees with you. Fake.
Thank you.
And Nikki B says, look, if Brandon had two kids, he should always have, like...
And technically, this is their third date.
Yes.
Right? First date was, wow, we haven't seen each other since fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Next date was, come meet my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna leave him at my house. And then after this date, he goes on a knee and proposes. Mm-hmm. Lies.
Because, he does do that there. And it's kind of nuts that he's... he's proposing without a ring too, right?
Again, drama, fake. Why? Mm-hmm. You don't propose without a ring. Well, you can, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But this whole thing was crazy. And then I think production's like, wait a minute. We messed up. Mm-hmm. He should have a ring. I know what we'll do. Mm-hmm. Let's go ring shopping and let's film that.
And let's make sure y'all are wearing matching outfits that you just happen to have in your own closet because you're in sync.
Yeah, and we're gonna do this again one more time from the top.
Now she picks out a ring that's almost 4 carats, which this man is about to be divorced, so he's about to have alimony and child support for 2 kids.
Yep.
Can he afford that ring?
Don't know. I mean, he's a firefighter. Mm-hmm. He's a realtor. Mm-hmm. And he has his broker's license.
And apparently he's an actor. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't want to get in his pockets. And what if his wife, current wife, because he's still married, what if she was the breadwinner?
Right.
And so now she's going to have to pay him alimony.
Yep. No, that's true. Well, he proposes again. And this time the ring that he hasn't bought yet. But, you know, here's the thing I noticed as they're having this conversation. It's like, well, this got to work and blah, blah, blah. Y'all talked all that mess. And I'm looking in the live chat. I don't see anybody talking about it. But y'all talked all that mess about Thomas and his upside down smile. What is this?
You stop it.
And that was how she was happy.
You stop it.
She was happy.
You stop. No. No. Yeah. Put your lip out. No. You stop that.
I'm just saying. Thank you. That was an upside down smile. See, now y'all mad at me. Oh, no, you didn't. Really? Are you mad at me? I didn't make the face. She did. Oh wow, Yachty. What did I do? I'm just asking questions. If you go have it for all right. Y'all drag that man all damn season. Wow. Oh damn. Rob G, you really is rude. I'm just pointing out stuff. Oh, thank you, Leah. I always notice that look. She be scowling.
Still. Mm-hmm. Wrong.
All right. All right, let's get to this next part, which is Thomas's birthday. Did you think Camille was going to jump out the cake?
No. Didn't think that at all.
So here's the thing that got me, which I'm not surprised by this, but I'm mad at them for showing me this. I know y'all mad at them for showing you Madison and David. I'm mad they're showing me Michelle still in her feelings. Like, she said, I'd rather be at the gynecologist. And the gynecologist said, no, thank you.
No, we got 6 more months. So I got to go back there. It's too early.
Go to that party. Don't you come over here.
Well, I mean, you see this kind of build up, and we saw it also in the previews. What'd you expect? Because, you know, you think about the last time they all got together, we saw what happened. Knowing everybody was going to be showing up, what did you expect was going to happen this time?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's nuts. But here's the thing. There are a lot of things that show up here. We get to see everybody showing up, all the couples, all the singles. MM shows up and tells everybody that she's engaged. To which Camille hilariously is like, I'm shooketh. Which is interesting, right? Because David is over there like, hold up. She's engaged. She's still married. And y'all mad at me? David, still wrong. But still, I'm just saying. I do like Thomas's speech, though, Taro, because I'm totally with him. You know, he's like, I don't like people making a big deal about my birthday. And that's what Thomas is sitting there saying, like, you know, this is, thank you all very much. I do appreciate this. I like the fact that you did this. It's a different chapter in my life, and it's good for me to be able to do this with someone that I love. But it's not something that he does normally. And I get that, because he's like, yeah, I don't make a big deal out of my birthday. So I like what Thomas did in that moment, and appreciating the moment and what Camille did for him there.
No, I don't like that because...
Jesus Christ, of course you
would. No, because Thomas does what you did. What you do every year for your birthday.
What?
A big deal. Just say, hey, thank you.
I did.
Recognize my birthday. Leave it at that.
Say thank you, you jackass.
I didn't shout out your birthday because we actually did a live episode on your birthday. I didn't say anything because the last 4 years, you know, I really don't thank y'all, but I really don't like it. It's annoying. That's what Thomas said. Thank all y'all for showing up, even though I don't like any of this. Just shut up and say, hey, thank y'all. And leave
I
it
did
at
say
that.
Thank you.
No, you add the extra. thank you. I really don't like celebrating my birthday. I don't like to tell everybody about my birthday. That's what you say every year. That's why I didn't do it this year.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, February 15th.
Because, you know.
Sly A, park that down. Mark that down. So next year, 2026, it's on.
That's all we will have alive then. you know, I made sure I wasn't even at work. Only one person's ever caught me at work. Only one person's ever done it. They got me real good. Now, Alan makes a comment about the group always being about support, right? And how much they're going to support MM and Brandon. And Madison's talking to the cameras like, what happened? Me and David don't get their support?
Yeah. Y'all didn't support me and David like that. What the fuck? Why are y'all like that?
But is she right?
No, because that's totally different. What you and David did was wrong. You upset a lot of people and you hurt people. No one's going to be proud of you. Hey, I know you hurt a few of us, but I'm happy for you. No.
Now, MM decided, you know what? Let's put some violence up in here. Hey, Madison, David, how y'all doing?
What's going on with y'all? Go.
Couples, unite. Yo, you can see Michelle's face. Oh my God. And like, it's almost like, I want to know if there's something happened between Michelle and MM. Because remember, they were tight as hell. They went to retreat together. What happened?
I don't know if anything really happened with those two, because it is what it is at this point. So MM is not wrong, but also MM is in her selfish era. Mm-hmm. So she's happy. Mm-hmm. She's getting some good loving from somebody who
she's fulfilled
is all in after three dates. She's fulfilled. So she's just like, hey, David, Madison, what's going on with y'all two?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. Just because I like that she just threw a bomb right in the room and just like, all right, let's go. Even though Miss Stacy says, no, MM needs to learn to read the room. No, she tried to destroy the room, right?
Yeah, because she's happy. Yeah. She's good.
Anitra says, MM is Team Michelle. Are we sure? Because that didn't sound like it.
MM is Team MM.
Now, David said he got to be to work. But before he leaves, he wants to go have a talk with Michelle. And so, you know, I don't hate Michelle. I despise her.
Yes.
And because I don't hate her, I can say, Michelle, kudos. Good job. Don't give that man another second of your time.
I agree 100% because Michelle was right. She goes, for him to try to apologize, that's for him. It's not for me. I'm good. Yeah. She doesn't need to hear it. That's for David to try to feel good about himself because he realizes that you're going to look really bad.
Yeah.
After all this stuff airs, exactly. No matter how it works out, even if him and Madison get married and they're together for 70 years and have great children and grandchildren, all that, he's still going to look bad. So that was all for him. So I don't blame Michelle for saying, nope, we don't need to talk about anything. I'm good.
By the way, while you say Team Michelle, Dina, the Explorer says MM is Team Husband.
Apparently any husband. Just are you it? You now? You? You?
There was Keisha, Angela, Pamela.
Renee. Yeah, she's a walking game of duck, duck, goose. She just walks to any man. Duck, duck, goose. Oh, he didn't chase me. Duck, duck.
As soon as Tom is like, you know what? I like this. I just want some normal. We've had enough crazy stuff. I just want some normal in my life. And production goes, no.
Yeah. Okay. They're like, now, send him in now. Now.
In walks Ike. And did you catch Brandon's reaction when he first sees him?
Yeah, because Brandon's like, hey, who's that? That's my ex-husband. That's my ex-husband. And so in Brandon's mind, he's thinking that all the negative things that she has said about him,
yeah,
that this abusive person is walking through the door that he doesn't like.
Right.
Then he tries to do that little power move. Hey, what's up, big dog? My name is Brandon. And Ike is like, okay.
Yep.
Great.
Why aren't you behind the camera, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why we're doing this. hey, great. Mm-hmm. And then again, Brandon does it a little bit later. Hey, Ike, I don't think you understood.
Yeah.
I'm Brandon. I'm Mim's fiance. And Ike's like, okay, congratulations.
This is what I was talking about when I said she didn't need to go off on him for what he doesn't care. He literally, he came out there and talked to production like, man, I could give a flying F who he is, what he is, and why he's here.
But it proved Ike right, because did you notice that she just seems to always want to tongue down Brandon anytime the camera showed on her to do that in front of Ike? David and Madison did not slob all over each other in front of everybody. Yeah. But MM took every chance she could for them to do all that. And I'm all about PDA and all that. But now you're performing. You're trying to do this to try to get a rise out of Ike. And he doesn't care about you.
He doesn't care. Living to Do says Ikeechee cared because he suddenly had a date. Yeah, because you know why? Because, and the petty people understand this part. Oh, you brought that dude to make me jealous? That's right, I have a date. Watch her reaction. She's bothered. He doesn't care.
Yeah, she's bothered. And then when she wants to try to have a little one-off with him, he's like, no, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm good. And then in front of the group, well, I just want to say, since you didn't want to talk to me privately, I apologize for, you know, how I reacted to some of the things. Stop.
Two things here. One, why do you need to talk to that man? Especially after the last encounter. Why? Especially after the last two encounters. Especially since any encounter. Why? All right? Seriously. Why do you need to talk to him? There was no need. And then when he shut you down, he embarrassed you by stopping you. Because she tried to go talk to him in front of everybody. And he's like, no, I'm good. Again, I don't agree with Ike on anything from this season. Good job. No, we don't need to talk. What are you going to do? Yell at me again? I'm good. And then she goes and says that out loud and apologizing for what? Yanni says, MM was acting like a petulant child. Tehu says that was literally pathetic.
Yep.
Sly says, leave him alone, MM. I mean, I agree.
Yeah, well, and even Ike says that, you know, he made this comment before, but he said it again, that she just wanted to be married and didn't matter who was standing there. He goes, and this will probably be over in 3 weeks. Now, mm-hmm. I doubt that, but still, I see his point, because she is all in, apparently after 3 dates.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
And they've been talking for a while. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time they connected since fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to divorce me too. Let's get married. Okay.
Here's the thing I didn't like about it. And in all seriousness, right? I mean, I felt it for her when she met Ike and took him to her house. And she's standing there. He makes the comment about the place, and she felt sad. She's like, I'm right back where I always start. Everybody gets a little jealous of this place. Mm-hmm. All the guys who don't have the amount, right? And I felt for her in that ring shop. And I know, we're saying this is not as real as it is. Well, at least the timeline doesn't fit, right? Just like David and Madison's timeline doesn't fit. But when she's there, she's saying, well, you know, he says he wants this forever. He told the wife for 10 years he wanted that forever, too. If we go by your timeline, that's 3 dates.
10 years. 10 years that they were together.
I feel for her. I'm sad for her, because this, like everybody is saying, she was whack in this moment. She was this. She made herself look bad. She made Ike look right. I feel for her in this moment because I'm saddened by seeing this. Damn.
It's a mess.
Auntie says, I believe, and welcome in, Auntie. She says, I believe her cousin set them up to date. That could be possible, too.
My thing is, the fact that this whole thing's a setup, you're lying in our faces.
Mm-hmm.
You could have just went with that. Cousin set him up, da-da-da, but this whole out the blue, he reached out to me on social media, and then I'm going to go out on a date, and then, oh, you're getting divorced? I'm getting divorced, too. And then 2 days later, we're engaged? Stop.
Kevin says, this won't be over in 3 weeks because Brandon needs a place to stay.
He's on the couch.
Which,
and them's house is big enough to take care of them kids. She's it got does. Room.
She got space. They got a whole floor to themselves. Living to do says, Brandon is too big to be sleeping on the couch. Like, damn. I mean, seriously. It's just, okay. Wait, are y'all serious? Somebody says Brandon has two baby mamas. How are we saying that?
Well, I thought that too, because he said they were married for 10 years. Mm-hmm. They met 6 months later, got married. Mm-hmm. They've been married for 10 years, but he has an 11-year-old. So okay. That made me think the math doesn't math. That yeah, even if he slept with, well, if he slept with her on the first day.
Yes.
And got her pregnant.
Yes.
6 months later, they get married.
Okay, so let's go then February. So
3 months later.
Will be August.
3 months later, mm-hmm. The baby's born.
November.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't quite make the baby 11.
10 years after that.
They've been quite make years, the baby 11.
10 years and 11 months.
It just seems to me that maybe he had a kid before that. But if they did have one together, great. He has two kids. Still, that's still baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to have more kids with MM. Come on.
Well, if she wants
after to. Three dates.
Yeah.
After 3 dates, y'all have not talked since fifth grade, but after 3 dates, she's the one, because I fall fast. That's what he said. Yeah. I fall hard. I fall fast. You know that, right? Stop it. Don't lie in my face.
Lisa says, I can't even think of a storyline she can come up with by the reunion to save face. Can you?
No. This is lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, Nikki B says, Brandon saw the cast release pictures and started making contact. Hey, girl, how you been?
Hey, girl, how are you? See you on Mavs. This doesn't work out. Just, I'm here for you. Queen, Grand Rising.
Chaka Suda says he did a lot of love bombing, which I do I do think to. And to your point, Sedan's fan says they've been talking.
Have to been.
Yeah, had to be. No, there's no doubt. Alan's like, well, with all this going on, let me jump in. Let me get a piece of this. And he brings up the text that Madison sent him, right?
Right.
And then says he doesn't see any point to it.
Me either.
But he
what's the
up.
Point?
But he brought it up.
The producers told him, hey, you should go talk to Madison. We got 5 more minutes. We need some footage. So he goes on to just, hey, let me just be honest. Here's the deal. I don't need to meet up with you.
Uh-huh.
We don't need to talk. And she felt they've not had a one-on-one conversation. And he couldn't even look at her. And it's like, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. He's not interested in you. But Alan still was the grown-up that says, look, I don't mm-hmm. wish you or David any ill will. I hope mm-hmm. y'all are happy together. I hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm good.
Yeah.
And also, dry spell is over.
Is that why he no longer has any ill will?
Exactly. Because you got some. But you can't tell me in your 20s, someone broke up with you. I'm sure it never happened because you're Yanni. Blah. But someone starts talking to you and you're a little emotional about it.
You can't break up if you're not together.
But what did you do to get over it to make yourself feel better? You got under someone else. That's what Alan did.
He got behind someone else.
However he wanted to. Or they got behind him. I mean, who knows? BDSM.
What'd you think of what he said where he's like, I thought I wanted to be a hoe, but that ain't for me.
You realize your place.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can do the hoe things easily and it doesn't fire them. Some people have a conscience. And Alan just said, hey, that being a hoe is not for me, which respect. It's not for everybody.
Rob G said Alan had a transactional night. That's why he knew all about that. He's like, Madison, you look like somebody I know.
I've been doing a few things, and now I know how to talk to you better. So,
Something says Alan was the only victim and showed class.
Yeah.
Drastic contrast to Michelle. Yes. Any chance we get to shit on Michelle, we will.
You will.
Something to be.
You will.
Well, I said we. Me and the something to be.
You and the something to be. Don't put me in the we category. That's all I'm saying.
I never said you. Jeez.
Just make sure everybody knows I'm not.
Jay Say So is not buying Alan. Says Alan is still a goof. I think he's lying about getting any.
He could, but he has a Jaguar, JC. So, I mean, people with a Jaguar, they're going to get somebody. Even if you're ugly, you still have options.
What are you saying? That's the bait?
No, well, it's better than pulling up in a Hyundai Accent. You know, you pull up with a Jaguar to the club, somebody's going to talk to you. That's just how it is. Jaguar, Corvette, Porsche. There's certain people will talk to you.
And people in the... in the chat, like Globehopper, Alan can get it.
I think Chocolate Sooner has a thing for Alan too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. By the way, where is it at? I saw this here just now. I just want to make sure I find this because Dina, I agree with you. Because here's the thing. Alan's saying all this good stuff, discovered the whole phase is not for him. He's happy. He's this, he's that. And here comes Michelle. Oh, dreary ass. I'm happy for Alan, but here I am, party of one, or as Dina put it, dry era.
But that's on Michelle, because I don't think that this show is going to get you a whole lot of people sliding to your DMs.
Not at all.
Not for the right reasons.
Yeah, she definitely was. Well, there's some people who will probably agree with Kitty. I didn't see it, but it says Michelle has the better body between her and Madison. So you're right. There may be people sliding in for the right for the wrong reasons, not the right ones.
Yeah, but both of them have to talk at some point, and that's when it goes pew.
Exactly. So I hate Michelle. That's a strong word. I despise her. It's not as strong as hate. I'm not going to say hate. She hasn't done anything to me personally.
Sounds like she has.
Not at all. Thomas said he's getting laid tonight, and he tried to throw a little R&B on his singing. So he's learned. She's introduced him to some Drew Hill and some Jodeci maybe, and some Silk.
What, sleeping in my bed? Do you think that's what was going?
Man, okay, reunion is next week, part one. Yeah, of course, it's got to be a two-part reunion.
Of course.
Any predictions for the reunion? Because we're already seen from the clips. MM's going to be agitated as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And Ike is not going to care. By predictions, do you think David and Michelle are still together?
Yes.
Do you think Camille and Thomas are still together?
Yes.
Is anybody else hooked up by the reunion?
MM is hooked up with Brandon still.
Mm-hmm. And that's it? No Carla, no Juan, no...
Carla needs a place to live, so she might be out there working her jelly, trying to find somebody that'll help her empty out her storage.
Yeah, she also needs a place to stay. She's like, MM, you could have just called me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Make sure I have the schedule correct, because Friday is the finale for Love is Blind. That drops at midnight. So Friday evening, we'll do that Love is Blind recap, right?
Right.
Which means Sunday, which is the actual reunion. So we'll get to that next week, right?
Right.
Monday's Ready to Love.
Right.
When did we say we're doing the Love is Blind reunion? Is it going to be Tuesday?
No, Love and Blame Reunion, we're starting Sunday.
Oh, so we're going to do it Sunday?
We're doing it Sunday night. I thought, no, Monday. We can do that Monday. Because Sunday we'll do Ready to Love, Friday's episode of Ready to Love.
Okay.
Before the reunion starts.
Okay.
Monday we'll do the reunion of Love is Blind.
This is why we have this conversation. Thank you.
Yeah. And then also Friday, it's where...
I already said that part.
Okay.
That part.
You didn't say one part of it, but that's fine.
Check tape. Hey, thank you for being here with us, man. We always have fun with you guys. Live chat was off the chain today. Live crew, as always, we do appreciate you.
Yes.
We're here. And replay gang, not to feel left out, because we love you in the comments too, even when you come for Terrell.
Or Yanni. Whichever.
Do us a favor, though. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I am Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts on the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.